some football.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Welcome to the FTN DataCast, the fantasy football podcast where data drives the discussion. Here are your hosts, Adam Pfeiffer and Tyler Lochner.
What's up, FTN DataCast? Here on Monday, Tuesday, not sure which day you might be listening to this, but we continue our team preview series here on the FTN DataCast presented by, of course, FTN. AFC West will be completed here with a look at the Denver Broncos. And look, I've only done a few of these articles so far. Of course, again, reminding everybody you can pair these team previews with my coaching and coordinating series articles, which are live at ftnfantasy.com, going over scheme, personnel, usage, tendencies, target shares, everything you might want to know about how a team's offense and defense, for that matter, runs. But among the ones I've written so far, and I've written about five, the Broncos in the early going have been my favorite. They are such an interesting team based off what happened and how they looked last season and what we might be able to expect this season with Sean Payton coming in as the head coach. And we'll talk about everything here. And I don't think you can start anywhere but there, obviously. Sean Payton, the new head coach, and we'll be calling the plays for the Broncos here. Let's start, though, with what happened to end last season. So, obviously, a lot of excitement and hype surrounding the Broncos this past offseason. Russell Wilson comes in. They have plenty of talent at wide receiver. The defense has pieces. And not only were they underwhelming, they were legitimately the worst offense in the entire league. 16.9 points per game, fewest in the NFL, 30th in points, 28th in yards, and 29th in plays per drive. They scored points on just 28.6% of their total drives. That was the second worst rate in the league. The offense just didn't work. You know, Nathaniel Hackett's game plan, it didn't work. They were not, clock management was really, really bad. But there were two games. There were two games down the stretch last season where Russell Wilson looked like Russell Wilson. It was the two games after the team moved on from Hackett. And it was different play calling, and things changed. And again, it's only a two-game sample size, but in those two games where Russell Wilson, in those two games, like I mentioned, it's week 17 and week 18, Russell Wilson, during those two games, completed 61% of his passes, threw for over 500 yards, and averaged 23 fantasy points per game. So what changed? Weeks 1 to 16, Russell Wilson and the Broncos had an 18% play action rate, according to FTN data, and a 15.8% passing rate on throws outside of the pocket. Two things that Russell Wilson has been as good as any quarterback in the league for a decade were just completely taken away from this offense. Just not even a thought. But in week 17 to 18, so that two-game stretch where there was new play calling and a new offense, the play action rate climbed from 18% to 34%, and the outside the pocket passing rate climbed from 16% to 24%. And surprise, surprise, Russell Wilson played the best football of the season. So will we expect that, and should we expect that going into 2023? I think yes and no. Sean Payton has talked about how he's watched every single throw from Russell Wilson and made a point to talk about those last two games. And he wants to kind of implement what happened and what they used in those two games with what he's done in his offense in the past. And what has his offense been in the past? At least in the passing game, it's been screens and a lot of targets in the middle of the field. It's where Drew Brees did a ton of his damage. And Drew Brees and Russell Wilson obviously have different strengths, right? But I think we're going to see a little bit of both. And I actually thought we'd see a lot of screens for Russell Wilson coming into this past season because that had been a huge part of Hackett's offenses during his time in Green Bay. But I think we'll see a lot of the intermediate passes in the middle of the field, screens, but a lot more emphasis on play action and deep shots, right? I think you want to, because like Russell Wilson was one of the worst quarterbacks in the football last year. He was really bad. I also don't think the Russell Wilson we saw last year is who he's going to be the rest of his career. Is he a top five quarterback anymore? No, but he is not that bad. I think Sean Payton will help in a ton of ways. And I think we see a little bit combination of those week 17, 18, what the play action rate looked like, how they got Russell Wilson outside of the pocket more. And we'll see screens. We'll see passes in the middle of the field. But I also think Sean Payton wants to run the football first and foremost. Because remember, when the Saints actually had a functional defense down the stretch of his tenure there, they emerged as one of the more run-heavy teams in football. The only times they were really throwing the ball a lot was when their defense was just absolutely dreadful. And all the moves that the Broncos made in the offseason kind of tell us they want to run the football. They bring in Samaje Perine. They add Ben Powers. They add Mike McGlinchey. They add Chris Manhertz, who's a run-blocking tight end. I think they want to run the football first and foremost. And that'll set up that play action with Russell Wilson taking deep shots. The target shares, we expect the running backs to be involved in the passing game. And just overall, very, very, very involved. From 2013 to 2021, Saints running backs accounted for an average of 27.8% of the team's targets. And during that span, there were only two seasons where a running back target share for the Saints was under 25%. So it's a huge part of this offense. I expect, and we even saw Russell Wilson. He had a career high in target share of the running backs at 24% last year. So whether it's Perine, whether it's Javonte Williams, I expect the running backs to be plenty involved in the passing game once again. And I do expect Jerry Jeudy to be the top wide receiver here. We've seen the slot wideouts be the focal point of Sean Payton's passing attacks, whether it's been Michael Thomas, whether it's been Marcus Colston. And Jeudy won't have, especially the Michael Thomas season, right? But Jeudy had a mini breakout last season. We saw him win on the outside when he was asked to win on the outside. Like his game fits this offense better than Sutton, better than Patrick. So I think he'll be the clear one. And again, the middle of that field is going to be a huge point, which is interesting because throughout his career, Russell Wilson has preferred to take shots outside towards the boundaries. So that'll be a change for him. But in 2019, for instance, Drew Brees, 16% of his passes came off crossing routes. The middle of the field is a huge focal point of this offense in terms of the passing game. And then when they run the football, multiple running backs will be used, right? It's been a thing for Sean Payton for years, whether it's been Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Deuce McAllister, Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory, Tim Hightower. Like, since 2016, this, well, in the Sean Payton era, so 2016 to 2020, the number two running back on the Saints has averaged 173 touches per season. So that's a lot of usage for the backup running back. So that's why I think Samaje Perine, whether Javonte Williams starts week one or doesn't, is going to be really involved. Whether, again, because he's good in the passing game, because they trust him in pass protection, and because the Saints use multiple running backs a ton, yeah, Samaje Perine is going to have a role regardless of if Javonte Williams is 100% healthy, if he starts the season on time or not. So, I think Perine remains one of the best kind of zero RB targets in fantasy drafts right now. And I mentioned kind of earlier with the screens, I'm not expecting Russell Wilson to, you know, do what Drew Brees did in terms of the screen game, right? Wilson last season was slightly below league average in screen pass dropback rate at 10.2%. Again, like, don't expect, you know, Drew Brees, for instance, was inside the top seven quarterbacks in screen pass attempts five times from 2010 to 2020. But like, that, Sean Payton's been one of the best kind of, screen design head coaches, play calling guys, like, in the league. He's been so good at it, whether it's been to the wide receivers, to the running back. So yeah, like, based off what we've seen from his past offenses, yes, different quarterback and everything, but I still think that's going to be a pretty huge part, which overall would definitely help Russell Wilson's completion percentage. But those screen passes, the intermediate stuff, running the football, that'll set up the play action. And I think that's still, after what Sean Payton watched down the stretch, I think he knows, like, Sean Payton's a genius when it comes to offensive football. Like, I think he knows that Russell Wilson has made a living and a career out of being one of the best deep ball passers, one of the best play action passers, one of the best passers when rolling outside of the pocket in all of football for a long time now. You want to implement that and keep that in your offense. So I fully expect that to be a little bit of a mixture. And I think it's going to be a good balance and make Russell Wilson feel overall more comfortable. The pace for this team, we talked about the Chiefs and the Chargers being relatively fast-paced teams. I don't think that'll be the case for this for the Broncos here. During Peyton's final three seasons with the Saints, New Orleans averaged just 28.8 seconds per snap. That was the fourth slowest pace in football during that span. Their 2.5% no-huddle rate during that stretch was also the third lowest in the league. So I don't expect them to play very fast, but probably a little bit faster than last season, mainly because a lot of it was just due to the fact that, you know, Denver was just, their time management, their clock management was really bad last season. That should be improved this year. Going to the defense, they have a new DC, Vance Joseph, who was the Cardinals DC from 2019 to 2022. Expect a lot of blitzes. That's been a huge, huge part of Vance Joseph's scheme on defense. The Cardinals, in Joseph's four seasons there, they ranked third, fourth, and second. Third, fourth, third, and second in blitz rate during Joseph's four seasons there. Their overall blitz rate during that span was 37.2%. They blitz a lot. They're a very aggressive defense under Vance Joseph. They blitz a lot. They play a lot of man coverage. Like Denver, I think they play more man this season because they have the personnel to play man. You have one of the five best DBs in football in Patrick Surtain. I think they take a huge step forward in man coverage this season. And we'll see Patrick Surtain shadow a ton, I think, because he did it plenty last year. I think there were seven different times, according to FTN's shadow index, where he shadowed last year. And before he was injured for the Cardinals, Vance Joseph and the Cardinals were asking Byron Murphy to shadow plenty. So I bet Patrick Surtain continues to shadow almost as much as any defensive back in football. So expect a lot of man, a lot more man, I should say, and a lot more blitzes for the Broncos this season, with Vance Joseph now as the DC. In terms of who they brought in and who they've added, obviously Sean Payton being, in my opinion, the biggest addition, right? It's a massive, massive move for this team. But that offensive line, like, massive, massive improvements there as well. Like, they'll get Garrett Bowles back, who's one of the best left tackles in football. They add Ben Powers. They add Mike McGlinchey. I think they will be much improved in terms of run blocking. I think that's what they want to do. And then, like, Tim Patrick tore his ACL last year, didn't play. He'll be back. They love him there. They drafted Marvin Mims, who I could see Sean Payton. Again, Marvin Mims was, I believe, Sean Payton's first draft pick with the Broncos. I think he could see a lot of Brandon Cooks in Marvin Mims. He obviously spent a lot of time with Cooks in New Orleans. I personally see a lot of Jahan Dotson in Marvin Mims' game. They brought in Samaje Perine, who's going to have a massive role. We talked about that. This offense, like, obviously it can't get worse from being 17, you know, under 17 points per game, the worst offense in football. It's obvious that they are going to go up. The question is, how far forward do they go? Can they compete with the Chiefs? Can they compete with the Chargers? I don't know if I would go that far, but I will say, like, Russell Wilson, you don't have to draft him in traditional 12-team, you know, leagues, but I think a bounce back is going to happen. I think this offense that Peyton is going to install is going to make him way more comfortable. It's going to give him more of that, you know, roll out outside the pocket, take shots down the sideline, and obviously we'll give him plenty of easy reads, crossing patterns to Jerry Jeudy, screen passes to the running back, Samaje Perine and Javonte Williams. And with Jeudy too, like, Jeudy definitely had a mini breakout last season. He had that ceiling from weeks 13 to 18 where he averaged 7.5 targets, 6 receptions, 87 receiving yards, and just under 19 fantasy points per game. He continued to get open at a massive rate, really great route running ability. According to FTN data, he averaged 3.61 yards per route run against man coverage. That was the third highest rate among qualified wide receivers. And like I mentioned, yes, overall he played 55% of his snaps from the slot, but there was a stretch where Courtland Sutton missed back-to-back games in weeks 14 and 15, Judy moved to the perimeter on 81% of his snaps and thrived there too. He caught 15 of 17 targets for 149 yards and 3 touchdowns during that span. So Judy showed a lot to me in his in this past season, and I think he's going to be, maybe not to the same extent in terms of production, but I think he's going to be the Michael Thomas, the Marcus Colson of this offense, which makes him easily, and obviously ADP, suggests it, but he's easily going to be the focal point of this offense in terms of the passing game. I just think there's so much that I'm excited to see in terms of how much, what the combination is of Sean Payton's offenses with the Saints and what we saw from those week 17 and 18 games from Russell Wilson with this offense, where they ran more play action, they ran more, stuff for Wilson to get outside the pocket and take shots down the field. And to be fair, like, Sean Payton's offenses in the past, they have not featured a lot of play action. So this would be kind of a change of pace for him, because it's not been something they've done a lot. But like, Sean Payton's smart. He knows Russell Wilson thrives in play action. He knows it's where he's very comfortable. During Sean Payton's tenure with the Saints, they only used play action on like 10% of their total dropbacks. Like, that is a very low number. I wouldn't be surprised if that doubled this year. Like, different. There's different personnel here, obviously, than we saw with the Saints. So, again, do I think Russell Wilson is going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback? No. Do I think he could be a really, really, really underrated kind of QB2 in Superflex drafts and an interesting kind of best ball stack option? Because outside of Judy, this offense is very inexpensive. I do think there's some potential there. I do think this offense is overall going to be a lot more beneficial for Russell Wilson and everybody involved, obviously, because they just simply cannot get worse. So that'll do it for Denver. Again, really interesting team. I'm fascinated to see what the offense looks like in terms of play action rate. But I do think, honestly, as much as I talked about that, I think at their core, Sean Payton and the Broncos want to run the football. They want to run the football behind that improved offensive line with hopefully Javonte Williams and Samaje Perine, and then help set up that play action with Russell Wilson taking deep shots to Marvin Mims, taking deep shots to Courtland Sutton, taking deep shots to Greg Dulcich down the seam. So the AFC West is complete. We move to the NFC West up next with San Francisco. They will be the next team we talk about here on the podcast and in the article. And oh, by the way, each division will feature one team that the article will be posted for free. So the AFC West, the free team was the Denver Broncos. So first of all, sign up for an FTN subscription if you haven't already. There's so much great content. But if you haven't yet, this is a perfect opportunity to get an idea of what this article, what this series looks like. Read the Broncos article for free. You'll know how awesome this article is and how in-depth we go. And really appreciate it. So again, DataCast, team previews, AFC West complete. We'll go to the NFC West up next. Keep it locked here on the DataCast. Subscribe, rate, review, all that great stuff. It really helps us out. We'll be back later on this week to talk about San Francisco and the remaining teams in the NFC West as we move forward, pushing into the summer as training camp is really right around the corner. For myself, I'm Adam Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening as always. This has been the FTN DataCast. We'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the FTN DataCast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And follow the hosts on Twitter @APfeiffer24 and @LochnerNFL.